Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 123, a trip to Australia. But now let's review what we've learned last time.
I bought two expensive dictionaries here half an hour ago, but I forgot to take them with me.
Who served you, sir?
The lady who is standing behind the counter.
Which books did you buy?
The books which are on the counter.
Did you serve this gentleman half an hour ago, Carolyn? He says he's the man who bought these books.
I can't remember. The man who I served was wearing a hat.
Have you got a hat, sir?
Yes, I have.
Would you put it on, please?
All right.
Is this the man that you served, Carolyn?
Yes, I recognize him now.
卡洛琳的故事告诉我们，要想记住一个人或一件事，有的时候很困难。如果我们有照片的话，这件事情就容易很多了。今天我们学的123课就会学到照片的问题。好的，那我们就先来看 New Words and Expressions. Okay, the first one. During. 在什么期间 ?During. Trip. 旅行 ,trip.Travel, 旅行 travel. Offer, 提供 offer. Job, 工作 job. Guess, 猜测 guess. Grow, 生长 grow, grew, growing. Grow, grew, growing. Beard, 胡子 beard.让我们来看第一个单词 ,during, 它是一个介词在什么期间 ?Now let's look at the example. I went swimming in the sea twice during the vacation. It rained during the night. She kept on talking during the meal. 第二个词 ,trip, 旅行 ,a business trip, 出差。Take a honeymoon trip to Hawaii. 去夏威夷度蜜月。My father will make a trip to New York next week. 我的父亲下个礼拜要去纽约。Go on a trip. Make a trip. Take a trip. 下一个词 ,travel, 旅行。Now let's see the example.I traveled around the world last year. She has never traveled abroad. 第二 ,travel 还有行进的意思传送的意思。For example, light travels faster than sound. The news didn't travel as fast as we had expected. 下一个词提供 ,offer. Offer somebody something.That means offer something to somebody. For example, she offered him a cup of tea. He offered his help to me. Next one, job. 工作 What does he do? He has a job in the bookstore. It is easier for you to find a job if you can drive. Apply for a job.Hunt for a job. Lose one's job. 这些动词都是与 job 搭配的。Quit a job. 也是失业。分内的事我们也用 job 来使用。For example, it's your job to do the dishes. 洗盘子是你分内的事情。Next one, 猜测。Can you guess...How much it cost? 你能猜出它花了多少钱吗? Have I guessed right? 我是否猜对了呢? Next one, grow. Children grow rapidly. 孩子们长得真快。The population of the city is growing every year. 这个城市的人口每年都在增长。It was growing dark. 天色渐渐地暗了下来。Okay, now let's review what we've learned, the new words and expressions. First one, during. Next one, trip. Next one, travel. Next one, offer. Next, job. Next, gas. Next, grow. Grow, grew, growing. The last one, beard. 好。现在就让我们来看 A trip to Australia and then answer this question. Who's a man with a beard?
Look, Scott. This is a photograph I took during my trip to Australia.
Let me see it, Mike. This is a good photograph. Who are these people?
They're people I met during the trip.That's the ship we traveled on.
What a beautiful ship. Who's this?
That's the man I told you about, remember?
Ah, yes. The one who offered you a job in Australia.
That's right.
Who's this?
Guess.
It's not you, is it?
That's right.I grew a beard during the trip, but I shaved it off when I came home.
Why did you shave it off?
My wife didn't like it.
Now let's answer the question, who is a man with a beard? Yes, it's Mike. Now let's read the text together. Look, Scott.This is a photo I took during my trip to Australia. 由于所修饰的名词在从句中的做动词 took 的宾语，所以这一句话中我们可以省略 that. This is a photo that I took during my trip to Australia. 我们把 that 已经在口语中省略掉了。下面要注意的是 during.在什么什么期间，这是我们今天新学的词。I was in the USA during my last holiday. 第二个要注意的是 trip to, 这个 to 后面加地点。My father is going to make a trip to Rome, 要去罗马旅行。Let me see it, Mike. That means, let me have a look at it. This is a good photo.Who are these people? They are people I met during the trip. 注意这一句话中，由于先行词 people 在从句中做了动词 met 的宾语，因此它的引导词 whom 和 who 都可以被省略掉。That's the trip we traveled on. Ship 在这句话中做了 travel on 的宾语，所以也省略掉了关系代词 that 或者是 which. Travel on a trip, ship, 乘船旅行. What a beautiful ship. What 加 a 加一个形容词再加可数名词，后面可以再加主谓结构，或者是 what 加形容词加不可数名词再加主谓结构，表示一种感叹。多好的天气啊 What a good day. 或者说 What pleasant weather it is. 她是一个多么可爱的女孩呀 What a lovely girl she is. 同样我们也可以用 how 加形容词或副词再加主谓。How blue the sky is. How quickly he drives. 这样子的结构同样是可以表达感叹句的。Who is this? That's the man I told you about, remember? Tell somebody about something. 告诉某人某事。Tell us about your plan. 把你的计划告诉我们吧。Yes, the one who offered you a job in Australia. That's right. 看这一句话中的定语从句。Who 是关系代词，在从句中做主语，因此它不可以省略。Offer somebody something, 为某人提供某物。They offered me a position in that company. 他们在那家公司为我提供了一位职务。Who's this? Guess. It's not you, is it? 这是一个反义疑问句。前面一句如果用肯定句，那么后面就要用否定了。时态要注意保持一致。那根据实际情况来进行回答，并不需要考虑对方说话的内容。That's right. That means, yes, it is. I grew a beard during the trip, but I shaved it off when I came home. Grew a beard, 留胡子。Shave it off, 剃掉了胡子。Why did you shave it off? My wife didn't like it. 因为我的妻子不喜欢，所以呢，我要剃掉它。Okay, now let's listen again and try to remember the sentences during the dialogue.
Look, Scott. This is a photograph I took during my trip to Australia.
Let me see it, Mike. This is a good photograph.Who are these people?
They're people I met during the trip. That's the ship we traveled on.
What a beautiful ship. Who's this?
That's the man I told you about, remember?
Ah, yes. The one who offered you a job in Australia.
That's right.
Who's this?
Guess.
It's not you, is it?
That's right. I grew a beard during the trip, but I shaved it off when I came home.
Why did you shave it off?
My wife didn't like it.
第123课，奉爱之名。在今天的故事里，Mike因为妻子不喜欢他的胡子而剃光了胡子。现代社会坚持相信每一个公民都是自由的，法律赋予公民各种自由，譬如言论自由、选举和被选举自由、新闻自由，经济上也信奉市场自由等等。其实真相是，唯独上帝拥有绝对的自由，并且因为这位绝对自由的上帝，所有的万物都只能有相对的自由。同理，在国家经济层面上，个人和政府都是相辅相成、相互制约的关系，没有绝对的自由体。并且上帝掌管个人和政府，他是万物万事之上的主宰。但是这位拥有绝对自由的上帝为了爱你，愿意放弃许多自由，甚至愿意舍弃自己的生命被爱捆绑。耶稣祈求父上帝不要让他喝死亡之杯，既然知道了自己必须喝，基督还是甘心情愿地上了十字架，并且吞下死亡。他清楚地告诉彼得说，收刀入鞘吧，我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？你想，我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？基督有脱离险境的自由，但是他不能选择脱离的自由。他若是脱离了，他自由了，我们罪人就不能脱离罪的捆绑了。基督宁愿被爱捆绑，甘心受死，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。你愿意为了爱这位为了爱你而牺牲自己的性命的上帝，而放弃自己一些自由，去服侍人，去传福音，让更多的人得救， 得到这位爱你的上帝赐下更多的祝福吗？阿们。